This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Cornel West demands we witness. Having been to one or two events at the Clinton Presidential Center over the years, I get their regular emails on events of one kind or another. Having recently read Terry Brandon's Shattered Dreams, Infinite Hope, A Tragic Vision of the Civil Rights Movement, I was reminded how important the perspective of Dr. Cornel West has been in counterpointing the gaslighting romantic version of the civil rights movement and where the U.S. and the world stand on race. The center was having a lecture or a dialogue of some kind between West and a very conservative Princeton professor named Robert P. George. Admittedly, it was an odd couple pairing. It turned out that they had co-taught a course at Princeton years ago, and West was also a professor there, rather than being with Union Theological Seminary now. George shared a Catholic sensibility on some issues, and West spoke more universally as a Baptist Protestant. From the sound of it, they'd taken this show on the road together not infrequently over the years. Their basic theme might be boiled down to, let's listen to each other with an open mind and see if we can find common ground or at least maintain a civil discourse about our society and government. Not a surprise that the Clinton Center would gravitate in this direction. The discussion was moderated by Walter Hussman, the owner and publisher of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, where the editorial policy would never be confused as comfortable with progressives in general or West in particular, though they were all very well-mannered and behaved in the discussion. Hussman almost got in trouble in the beginning by asking George something that might have labeled him as close to classic liberalism, worthy of conservatives of the ilk that dominate The Economist. George bridled at being anywhere near having to identify with any stance that included the word liberal, but they got back on track quickly. Cornel West continues to be a riveting speaker and audience spellbinder, even when voicing positions uncomfortable to this panel and its audience. He depreciatingly referred himself as a cracked vessel and center. He called civic education, which has been eliminated, downgraded, or repurposed in many states, like Arkansas, as soulcraft. Hussman and George tried to plump Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham jail as perhaps the seminal letter of the 20th century, and suggested it should be mandatory reading in schools. West was having none of that and didn't think it should be required, nor would it be in countries organized by greed and cruelty. He instead called on people to bear witness and speak against the grain, calling himself a redeemed sinner with gangster proclivities. He wasn't willing to give Socrates and Plato much slack because love lacked a prominent place in their dialogues. His own perspective flowed from an understanding of suffering as well, arguing that people had to learn how to die so that they could learn how to live. He also didn't give a break to Luther, Calvin, and other religious reformers, saying they had installed similar features in their own Protestant religions that they had opposed in Catholicism. The best argument George made, joined by West, was President John Adams' decision to leave the office when beaten for a second term by Thomas Jefferson, even as many, including his own party, demanded that he remain in office despite the loss. This was a thinly veiled criticism of Trump and his efforts in January 6 and ongoing claims that Joe Biden didn't win the 2020 election. Despite being a fierce anti-abortion advocate, he was a never-Trumper based on Trump's lack of character. West gave a shout-out to Wendell Griffin, a former judge and pastor of New Millennium Church in Little Rock and a stone-cold progressive who was also a member of the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation's board. He applauded his passionate advocacy from the pulpit and in civil society. Even as both of these scholars call for open-minded dialogue seeking to find common ground, I wonder whether any of these themes really hit home. Maybe people just felt better getting out of the cold and ice and being together where they could shake each other's hands, pat each other's back, and feel self-satisfied that they'd been here. And then go back out in the cold without a moment's reflection about their own views and the need, as West demanded, for them to witness. We'll see soon enough. This is Wade Bransky for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.